Beats, going in the club, cause we're Pixel Shack.
Drop some MD and listen to the Pixel Shed, because it is the Pixel Shed. Oh. You are actually listening to it right now.
What a theme song.
What a new theme song. Thank you, Barney. Barney's actually ill this week, so that's why the podcast probably sounds a little weird, because we're actually taking over the little room in Newsroom 2 in the University of...
Look at the readout on the screen right now.
It's very loud.
It is very loud.
Can we just encourage drug use?
Yeah, don't take drugs unless you know what you're doing, like me.
Okay. Maybe it'll stay.
Yeah, hopefully no one listens to this, because, oh my god, I just encourage drug use.
In our continued trend of guerrilla podcasting or whatever, we're doing it in a different room to usual again.
Yeah, so in the University of Lincoln's MHT building, there is a little newsroom called Newsroom 2, which isn't actually that little, but there's a little room inside that has a recording studio in it.
Box.
Yeah.
Ollie's made himself right at home.
Yeah, we put him in the corner. He's got his own microphone.
Basically laid down.
Me and Jacob have to share a microphone.
Yeah.
God knows how this is going to sound. So this is the Pixel Shed. It is the week of the 17th of the 11th, 2014. Do you like that little new intro? It tells them... I've changed all the numbering system.
We told them the date.
We told them the date. There you go.
So it's not just like, this is episode 7.
Yeah. Because it turns out when you start trying to rename a lot of podcasts that already have a name and numbering sequence, it doesn't really convey. It doesn't work over when you rename the podcast 5 episodes in.
So we're just doing dates.
Yeah, just dates now.
Dates now. Okay.
Dates now. I'm Joel Lawrence. I'm your host. Less excitable because I'm very nervous that everything is going to break. Joining me is Ollie Saville on the other end of the room.
Hello.
And Jacob Dickens.
Hiya. I didn't think of a creative intro, sorry.
Video games. Video games.
Every week. Video games.
I have to kind of remind myself that we have to talk about
That's
video
what
games.
We're doing.
Because
we're
I could just talk about the last week when we did a live blog of the shed and Ollie got really, really drunk.
And there was a lot of Big Boss Man.
No, Ollie got.
But we're not going to talk about that.
Not going to talk about that because Ollie drunkenly let me put a photo of him up on the internet, which is him in his box shorts riding a rocking horse. I was very confused. But Ollie was sure, yeah. And now he's actually looked back at it nearly a few days later. He's gone, I can't believe you actually put it up.
So, you know, if you haven't actually seen the album art of our faces yet, and you want to know what we look like, you can just look up that picture instead.
Yeah.
And you'll know what Ollie looks like.
Yeah, yeah, so imagine that happy face.
Great representation.
To be fair, we haven't actually told anyone which one's which.
I guess not.
The album picture.
Well, that's for them to decide. I'm pretty sure they can guess. Maybe?
Do our faces match our voices?
Well, later this
guess
week...
you, because you don't want to give it away.
Because you made yourself bigger.
Bigger and in the middle. And at the front of the shed. What's up with that?
Overcompensating.
Yeah.
Listen, guys. That photo is actually larger than both of your photos put together.
My friend said that apparently you look like one of the guys from Smosh Games.
Oh, God, no. Right, I'll have to change the entire thing. I can't stand Smosh. No, you might be able to see what we look like later this week or sometime next week, because we're going to do a pilot of a video show.
We're making a movie.
Yeah, we're making a movie.
Pixel Shed the movie.
We're going to do a little, it's going to be about the same length as this, I think.
Right.
Where it's going to be us playing video games.
Do we have
camera.
A game lined up for the first week?
Not yet.
I'm sure it'll come out with something.
It'll probably be Halo.
A game.
Happy days.
It's going to be recorded in my house.
Yeah.
That's the plan. The half-written plan.
We should do a really short show and call it Pixie Dust.
That'd be really good.
Ah.
We really shouldn't call it that.
Creative process. Just,
why shouldn't we call it that? Is it because of...
We can play really
look,
early
JRPGs
and
everything. Oh, I get it.
Everything.
Cocaine.
Yeah, that was the reason.
Yeah. Oh, well.
I'm far too innocent for that. I don't know.
Yeah, I've never taken cocaine, I swear. Or been offered it in Manchester, in town. Yeah. Ever.
Dodgy
no,
place.
Not ever.
So video games?
Video games!
We've gone 6 minutes without talking about video games.
Well, we've gone about five
just
and a half.
Talked about
something.
Hard drugs twice.
Yeah.
All right.
So, we don't actually, you two don't actually have any new video games to talk about.
Really been playing
so, lots
Halo.
Of games this week don't work.
It's just yeah. been Halo, really. And
yeah,
that's been
so,
a bit of a pain as
we'll
well.
Talk about, we'll come back to games not working, because we'll also link that in, we'll come to you talking about Halo as well.
Yeah.
Let's talk about a game that kind of works.
It kind of works, yeah. I mean, everyone by now pretty much knows of the online issues that are kind
yeah.
of marring its release right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, Halo, the Master Chief Collection's multiplayer is buggered in many ways.
The main way which I've realised and heard about is that it's very hard to find games. Mm. Matchmaking is the thing that's kind of shot right now.
Yeah, so 343's, I think he's the director, I can't remember. Frank, I can't, the dude at 343.
Frank West?
No, the dude at 343 who sorts things out.
Bonnie Ross.
Bonnie Ross! Television! No, I can't remember his name.
Fair enough.
But a man at 343 who's yes. very important to Halo came
Master
out
Chief.
And yeah, Master
the Chief.
Chief.
So
the
Master Chief came out and said,
"Yeah, Master yeah. Chief came out and said to finish the fights online, you've
got to patch it on Wednesday."
Yeah, patches on Wednesday. No, so they're putting a patch out on Wednesday.
Yeah.
So you'll be able to shoot other Master Chiefs online.
Yep.
But also, a guy from 343 also came out and gave you a temporary solution, which is you've got to be in a lobby, and then you, then it'll pick up games easier, but if you're not, then it won't.
In a lobby?
I don't know.
As in,
I was looking at it and went,
a lobby with
this
friends?
Is like, well, how do I get here? And he explains it, it's somewhere on the internet, but don't worry, Wednesday there's going to be a patch.
Yeah, yeah, don't get me wrong, when you do actually get a game, I've not come across any other issues with the online other than that. It's been
it's
really
just,
damn fun.
I think they didn't put as many servers...
Expect?
The, as many servers as they thought. But yeah, we'll come back to broken video games
kind
because...
Of, I, yeah. It sucks how many games release these days with online issues. It's,
yeah.
Well, why is it a trend now?
Thing it's like that... So did you see the Amazon review, that Amazon review going around for Assassin's Creed Unity?
I imagine it wasn't positive.
it was sarcastic. It said the game was so next-gen it wasn't even finished yet.
Was it written by Blank Volvo Blank?
No, it wasn't written by Blank Volvo Blank. I'm not
that
narcissistic.
That
yeah, so... we'll come back to broken video games,
yep.
because let's talk about a video game that's kind of broken, but because it's old.
Mm.
Uncharted 1, Drake's Fortune, is a video game by Naughty Dog that... is not a very good video game.
We're going to take you back to the past.
To 2007. I put this on a Facebook group that I'm part of. And I said that it is weird to say that Uncharted 1 has not aged well, considering it's only 7 years old. But it is a game that has not aged well at all.
I was going to say, a lot's changed in those 7 years.
Yeah, but like... You look at Gears of War 1, you can go back to Gears of War 1, and it plays...
I suppose, but there's even games like that from back in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah,
like
no,
that.
And it's like 80s and 90s, you go look at the original Super Mario games, like
still.
They're still the top dog.
Yeah.
Look back on Halo 3, 7 years old, has been re-released with not much of a graphical
upgrade. Yeah, that's something that you do notice, is that
yeah.
they still play brilliantly.
It's not that Uncharted 1 looks bad, or, you know, controls poorly or anything.
Hmm.
It's... The combat and how it's designed
seems
is really bad.
Draconian.
Big
words.
Big words.
Sorry.
You've thrown me off.
I thought.
It's just a fancy word for old.
Yes, there we go.
Was that not intentional?
Oh,
Drake,
I get it.
Drake's,
Nathan Drake, Draconian. I thought you were making a pun.
Yes, I totally meant to do that. God, I'm so witty. I didn't even...
So I was playing through it, and I was like, okay, this is, you know, it controls all right, it plays all right, looks all right, considering 2007, you know.
Hmm.
It's, you know, it looks very pretty still. The thing is, the entire game is built around, like, almost combat arenas. Like, you stroll into a section, and you instantly know that, oh, there's the cover, you know, this tree has
yeah.
fallen down in this particular way. I guess I should take cover. But enemies take, like... an entire clip from an AK-47 to get put
Jeez.
Down.
Yeah.
And it actually genuinely feels like they just kind of took like the damage range from like their old Jack and Daxter, you know, games. Well, the ones where they started introducing
ranged weapons.
Yeah, ranged weapons and gun combat and stuff. Yeah. So, like, in those games, you know, from what I remember, it's, you know, the enemies were bullet sponges, but it kind of made sense because you were also kind of a bullet sponge at the same time. Mm. Nathan Drake is not a bullet sponge. Nathan Drake can die very quickly if you're not careful.
Yeah.
These enemies, I headshot a guy 3 times and he didn't go down. And then I threw a grenade and he just stumbled to the side and went, "He's over here!" And I was like, oh, no, but it's like, and then the end, the last two bits of the game, like the last two chapters, they introduce like an entirely other enemy type that doesn't work with the game at all.
Oh.
The little zombie gremlin things.
Out of place sort of thing.
Yeah, it's a bit stupid, but also at the same time, they take about the same amount of damage as everything else. But then I learned that, oh no, if I just press the right, the shoot button without actually aiming, Drake will just gun them down while I can keep moving. So I finished that. That was not a pleasant experience. The story's all right.
It's one of the series that when I did buy a PS3, I was like, oh, I'm going to play through all the Uncharted games. And yeah, they're exclusive and I never really got around to it.
No, so I bought all 3 Uncharted games in games with 3-for-2 deal where Uncharted 1 and 2 were blue stickers. And Uncharted 3 was a yellow sticker. Now, stickers that say the same things on it but have different colours apparently mean different things entirely.
Games retail. You're going against the rules of games retail, Joel.
I had to buy Resistance 3 with Uncharted 1 and 2 and then buy Uncharted 3 separately, which was actually cheaper than everything else that I got.
Oh.
As a fiver, Uncharted 1 was £8 if I bought it alone.
Yeah, I noticed that.
The Uncharted games
are
really weird.
When I was looking at PS3 games to buy, I did notice that kind of the older ones are actually ended up
being more expensive.
Yeah, because they're just, well, I suppose there's not as many of them around anymore.
Yeah, but also it's like I was thinking, well, I could just download them, but no, it would come to like £21 on.
You're not
PSN.
Paying that for a game that.
I'm not paying. You know, especially with the no sale on, it's like £21 for Uncharted 1 and 2. Yeah. Nah, I can get them for a tenner.
It's within that weird period of time where it's not old enough to pay a lot for, and it's not new enough to pay a lot for.
but it's also that period of time where the collector in me suddenly has to say, hey, no, I need to buy this because it's not going to be available. Well, it is always going to be available because they're available for download, but if I want them physically, then I need to get them now.
Yeah.
Ollie, you've been trying to say something, sorry.
I was going to say, so basically you're talking to two people here who have never played an Uncharted game.
Mm.
And as we were saying earlier, it's probably considered one of the main PlayStation selling points, like Halo for Microsoft.
Yeah.
So what's so special about it?
So Uncharted 1, I can't find... Uncharted 1... What's special about Uncharted, even in Uncharted 1, like, as early as it is, it's how they write and... Someone's in that room.
Are we going to have to make an edit?
I don't know. I'm just going to... I have no idea. This is fun radio.
We don't know if people are invading our room right now.
No, they're just walking past, but oh well. If anyone has an issue, and we can... Explain.
Edit.
No, I'm not going to edit. This goes up raw, like I said last week.
Monday Night Raw! It's actually on Monday.
Yeah.
It works.
Why
didn't we call this podcast Monday Night Raw?
The name's taken.
Maybe Vince McMahon won't accept that. Yeah. Anyway.
Can't use that name, dammit.
What was I going to say?
We're actually going to get to talk about WWE properly next week or whatever, because I'm going
to
be playing.
I'm excited for you guys to... talk about a lot of wrestling games and stuff, because I hate wrestling games. I don't think they control very well.
No, they don't.
So Uncharted, why it's important is because, well, one, the story, like, it feels natural.
It looks very Indiana Jones.
Yeah,
but
it feels
kind of
like
got some heart to it.
Yeah, and it also it sounds bad to say. I don't like saying Hollywood, but it feels Hollywood. Yeah. How it's written, how it's acted, everything's natural. Everything is good.
Nolan North?
Yeah, Nolan North, screaming and whoa, 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 lots of times, and every time a grenade gets thrown to him, it's like. Drake, Nathan Drake, the character, will go, oh, no, 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 before it explodes in your face.
Like Shia LaBeouf in Transformers.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. Oh, that's kind of like a good Shia LaBeouf in Transformers. No, but also, like, I don't know.
It just has its charm.
It just has, yeah.
So it's a Nathan big story-based.
Yeah,
it's,
but Nathan...
It's the story that's the selling point.
Yeah, but, like, Nathan Drake is also... He's now an iconic character.
He's Master Chief.
No, but he's very different. He was at the time, he was very different to everything else that was coming out.
I suppose so, yeah.
He was very... It was a very human character.
Even just the PlayStation, they don't really have a character like that, do they?
No, it's like... What was out in 2007, like, main iconic characters at that time? You had Master Chief...
PlayStation or...
No, overall? Like, in general. Like, you had Master Chief on Xbox. What? Military Man. You suddenly had Marcus Fenix
out
of
Phoenix.
Marcus
Fenix. Big bag of meat.
Anya! We gotta kill the locusts!
We need to move.
Oh, Dom! Oh, no, Dom! Matt World's playing! No!
That trailer...
Oh, God, that entire sequence in Gears 3. Yeah.
You had Mario. Mario's
you had Mario. It's like Nintendo didn't have anything. Like
Skylanders Spyro.
Yeah, oh, God.
Looks like Burn
yeah,
Victor.
So at the time in 2007, you either had Space Marine or Military Man.
Yep. Or crazy, kooky character.
Yeah, or crazy, you know... Yeah, because Lara Croft kind of didn't come in any of those bits because
really
she was a cardboard cutout.
Lara Croft was just girl.
Yeah, Lara Croft
that was her selling point.
Lara Croft was literally
video game grill.
I guess she's a girl, and also she didn't really have any personality until the latest Tomb Raider game.
Yeah,
to be honest. And even though the latest Tomb Raider game isn't
great, which funnily enough you can kind of draw some parallels with Uncharted.
Yeah. So actually thinking back on that, I actually went back and played a little bit of Tomb Raider to try finish it, and went, this is not a very good game either.
I didn't really give it much of a chance when I played it.
Yeah, no, I got all the way to the end and then stopped.
I do have it, but
I just don't think that latest Tomb Raider game is very good.
Yeah, I found it pretty enjoyable.
It tried at the start. I was really into it when it was like kind of like survival, but then suddenly, then like an hour later, Lara Croft, you know, after tearily killing that deer to eat, and then suddenly, oh no, I'm just gonna kill six dudes in one go.
Shoot the explosive barrels.
Yeah, which
with
is where
my bow and arrow.
Yeah, which is where Nathan Drake's issue comes in, is that he kills a lot of dudes and then still.
He's supposed to be this kind of relatable dude.
Yeah, but he's like, no, he's just massacring. Like even one of the characters mentions like, he's massacring my forces, and it's like.
It's actually sort of a problem I had with the Arkham Knight. Yeah. Gameplay. I was like, is Batman supposed to not be killing people? And yet he's driving around the city blowing everything up in his Batmobile.
Oh,
like,
man.
Someone's going to die.
Yeah, but then he breaks people's necks anyway. So it's like, it doesn't even matter. But no, then. I finished Uncharted 1. Didn't really enjoy it. It was, you know, I enjoyed the story and the mechanics are solid. You know, everything. The foundation's there. But the way the game's built in these battle arenas where. You constantly run out of ammo because enemies are so tough.
Mm.
It's not an enjoyable experience. Mm. I would recommend skipping it, even maybe watching
going
a Let's
straight.
Play.
So, if you did want to play Uncharted, would you just say go straight to two?
Which
are you missing out on any story, really?
So I started 2.
Mm.
They barely make any callbacks to 1 at this point. I would recommend you catch up on the story, you know, watch some cutscenes, you
go
know,
on the
stuff
wiki.
Like that. Go on the wiki and whatever. But, no, so Uncharted 2 takes all the strong points of Uncharted, fixes the combat, good. And is amazing. I am maybe 2 hours in, and it is amazing. It still looks magnificent. It's still excellent, you know. It's just this bizarre, like... Oh, wait, no, if you change just one little bit, everything is fine. Like, every problem that persists from Uncharted 1 is gone. Mm. There's stealth kills where you can throw... One of the stealth kills is if you go up behind a guy while he's going up some stairs or something, Drake will pick him up by his legs and throw him over his shoulders. That's not stealthy.
Brute strength.
Yeah, no, and so it's like Nathan Drake kills many dudes again. Mm. And also climbs up a train, falling off a cliff, which was really fun.
Question is, how long do we have to wait for a next-gen re-release of the trilogy?
I can guarantee you will see that never.
Ever? I doubt that.
Oh, okay.
PS4.
No,
they'll release it a little bit before the next one comes out to kind of ramp up the hype train.
No, actually, because of the architecture of the PS3, it would actually be way harder to... I know they did it with The Last of Us, because it's still Naughty Dog.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they did it with The Last of Us. But apparently The Last of Us was... you know, there's a lot of work went into it, and they would have to do a lot of work to make Uncharted 1...
I suppose, yeah.
You know... feasible in today's standards. They would have to change the entire combat. Like, I guess it's just some values they had to change. I don't know how the game development
it's
works.
It's just a re-release.
But, yeah, I know it's just a re-release, but they have to change Uncharted 1 to...
They didn't change, like... I mean, going back to Master Chief Collection, in my opinion, the gunplay in 3 is better than 1, for instance.
Yeah, but that's like...
They didn't bother changing that for the re-release.
The Master Chief Collection was that they changed so little.
Yeah,
you can.
But like, also on Halo 1, still holds up on its own.
It's not broken.
It's not broken. It's not broken in the way that Uncharted 1 is.
With the original Halo 1 anniversary, that was kind of revamped with. It wasn't a new engine or anything.
No, it was the exact same engine.
Just graphical.
And the way the multiplayer, they used the Halo Reach multiplayer in it.
Mm.
But it's the way in the Master Chief Collection, like Halo 2, is pretty much just a next-gen graphical update of the original one.
And they bumped up to 60 frames per second. Yeah. But no, like, Halo holds up, whereas Uncharted 1 doesn't.
Fair enough.
Never will.
Fair enough.
Because Halo 3 and Uncharted 1 came out in the same year.
Yeah, I guess they did.
And Halo 3 still holds up as one of the best shooters of all time. Uncharted 1...
doesn't.
No one really remembers Uncharted 1 for a very specific reason.
I was gonna say, is it technically a shooter...
Third person action.
Like action.
No, because you do a lot
action's
of shooting.
Action's a very broad genre.
Yeah, you do a lot of shooting. Like, what, you know, other than climbing stuff, one of the main things you do in that game is shoot. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, you'll probably hear me complain about Uncharted 3 next week
at
or
some
something.
Point. Yeah.
Let's talk about some stuff other than.
What's been going on in the
world
of gaming
on?
This
week?
That was a jingle.
That's our news jingle. Oh, God, the news!
That's the state of games journalism right now.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Assassin's Creed Unity's broken.
Very broken.
Oh, my
very,
God. Very it looks broken. Like they actually couldn't animate women. Which was a joke going around on Twitter.
People's faces are melting off like the Raiders of the Lost Ark.
It's horrifying.
There's a lot of Indiana Jones references on this.
Yeah.
So
Assassin's Creed is incredibly broken. There's another patch coming to fix not getting stuck on stuff, animations, and graphical glitches.
So many patches. Why don't you just release your game and make it work?
This is what happens when you have an annual release schedule. Nothing.
Of course. And they released 2 games this year, not just one.
Yeah. And apparently Assassin's Creed Rogue is also broken as well. There's a video going around this morning
positive reviews for that.
What, the Rogue? Well, both of them have had less than positive reviews. But no, Rogue has been... Rogue's main complaints is that it's basically just an elaborate DLC.
Yeah, I was going to say, of the two of them, that's the one I've heard less
about.
Yeah,
it's about 6 hours long. And it's basically, if you played Assassin's Creed 4, you've already done everything that's to offer in this game. And
well,
also...
I've seen the gameplay, it looks identical.
Yeah, and also Shay has the worst Irish accent of all time.
Assassin's Creed Rogue.
Yeah.
Find is a pot of Assassin's Gold at the end of the rainbow.
That's literally what it sounds like. But then Assassin's Creed Unity. Have you seen any videos of Assassin's Creed Unity and their cutscenes and their story cutscenes? Everyone is British. Everyone has a thick British accent.
Is this made by Blizzard? We mentioned this last week.
Yeah, but like, this is so weird for Ubisoft when you consider that Assassin's Creed 2 was so on point with the Italian accents.
Yeah,
you know, like,
I suppose,
you had
yeah.
Ezio flow with a thick Italian accent, you know, not thick, but, you know, moderate Italian yeah. accent, so the Americans could understand him.
Yeah.
But then he would flow between Italian words and
yeah,
English,
yeah.
you know, when it made sense, you know. But in Assassin's Creed Unity, from what I've seen, Arno, with his iconic voice, Ubisoft would really like Arno to be iconic, is what I've gotten from the marketing.
Okay.
Arno has this thick British accent.
It's in France, isn't it?
And it's in France. And he flows from British to French words, and it's so jarring to listen
to. It sounds like a British person trying to speak
yeah,
French.
Yeah, but it has this perfect French accent on it, on all the French words. So it's really weird.
Yeah, that is strange.
And it's like, wait, why didn't you just have all your guys speaking French?
Yeah.
I guess if you wanted them to do that, you could. Maybe they have the same settings that they did in Assassin's Creed 2, where you can set it to Italian, which is really cool, that you could play the entire game in Italian.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
I don't know if this is in Assassin's Creed Unity, because, Assassin's Creed Unity is broken.
It's a shame as well, because it's, like, Assassin's Creed recently has been kind of getting my attention a little bit more.
Mm.
Like, Black Flag, I said I would play it, and I want to play it still.
I need to wait to upgrade my PC to play Black Flag.
Yeah.
But from what I played, the 2 hours that I played, it's like, oh my god, no, this is what Assassin's Creed was. Like, it's because I love Assassin's Creed 2 and Brotherhood. Revelations, a little bit of a low point because the story is a bit naff.
Yeah.
It's just a naff game. 3 was awful.
I've heard. Yeah.
And it's like, no, Assassin's Creed 4 brought it back. Like, here we are again, happy as can be. All good children and jolly good company.
And just even as like a period of history, I really like that setting.
Mm.
So I want to get into it, but this is really putting me off. Pirates are cool, and the French Revolution's cool.
Yeah, and it's like, but then it's like, Assassin's Creed Unity just seems like a game that.
It's like even watching the gameplay, like I see them walking through the streets, and I'm like, this place looks cool.
There's 5,000 people on screen at once. Oh my god. They actually managed to do it this time.
Well.
But the entire game.
Well.
Well, they managed
to. One of the main problems.
Yeah.
They just pop in. You get closer to them, and then all these people appear.
They pop in, and also the frame rate is awful.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, as low as 12 frames per second in times of bad stuff going on.
Tank, yeah.
And also, the PC version is also.
Horribly
a
done.
Horrible, horrible port. It's a mess.
I've heard the Xbox One is the one with the least issues at the moment.
I'm not sure. I've genuinely no idea.
Most I've heard is about the PC version.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
I've heard PC and PS4 are the worst for bugs.
Yeah.
Xbox One has its issues, but it's probably the
So on the PC, people have been saying it's how the machines will be set up. So people with AMD cards and AMD CPUs will be having the most issues. Which is insane in 2014 that PC is having any issues. Ubisoft should be focusing on getting their PC versions perfect after the absolute mess that has been their entire PC library. The only PC games that don't have any issues is Far Cry. And that's because...
Far Cry started on PC.
Yeah, and could you imagine if they messed up Far Cry on PC?
What other stuff do they release on PC then?
They released near enough everything on
Splinter
PC.
Cell.
Splinter Cell, everything. Yeah. Like, but the thing is,
Rayman.
Splinter Cell worked well because it was built on Unreal. So there's no issues there. Rayman worked phenomenally because the guy, I can't remember the guy's name who developed Rayman. He is a French name. French man who developed Rayman.
Let's call him Arno.
I have to look this up. He's got a real cool name. No, because he actually cares about developing video games and spends time on developing video games. Hence why Rayman Michel Ancel, Michel Ancel.
See, I could do a better French accent than Assassin's Creed can.
So it's like, if... Ubisoft need to stop putting Assassin's Creed out on a yearly basis. The series was already dead. Black Flag kind of rose it back up to what
it
once was.
It kind of feels like with Unity, they're kind of
trying to not reboot the series, but give it kind of a new start. They've brought in new features like the
co-op,
what are they called, the time.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. The time anomalies things yes, where you go to the future. But it's like that's interesting. But at the same time, it's like Ubisoft, just take a break. Like, you don't need to put
just
an Assassin's
Creed. Spend some time actually working on
a game. You know, the reason Assassin's Creed 2 was so great was because it spent 2 years in the oven from Assassin's Creed 1.
Problem is, people will buy it anyway, though. That's the
thing. I will probably end up buying Assassin's Creed Unity as soon as I have a graphics card that can support it.
So they make money off it, so it's working for them.
Why bother?
Encouraging them. It's all your fault.
It is our fault. It is our fault that Assassin's Creed Unity is out now and not out next year when it should be. It's our fault that yearly games and annual releases still sell now and again.
Could you imagine if something like Halo became a yearly release?
It just never would. I couldn't. I genuinely couldn't. Because could you imagine? It would be trash.
It would still sell just as much as it does now.
Yeah,
but there would be no advances.
No, there'd be no advances.
It would be the same game with maybe a slight improvement in graphics.
Yeah, like I could understand if they put out
new maps.
I could understand if they wanted to keep a yearly release, but then like, hey, just put out Assassin's Creed Rogue as a $20 download this year on everything.
Yeah,
and then Assassin's Creed Unity comes out next year, and we all get our minds blown.
Yeah.
Instead of, hey, no, this game's broken. Don't buy it yet.
But Joel, they want their money now.
It's just you see,
and it's our fault.
You see, the people that say some people will be looking at sports games and things like FIFA and NBA.
And they'll say,
oh, it's just the same game every year. But then a lot of the time, those same people will be buying every Assassin's Creed game.
But the difference between sports games and
sports games have a reason to
sports
games.
Yeah,
sports games follow a yearly season.
Yeah, they get updated. Like rosters will get updated. People, you know, and you know, I talked to my brother. Like, what's changed with FIFA 15 this year? And he'll go, oh, this and this and this.
Yeah,
it's like little core things that we won't ever notice. But then, if I show yearly game like Call of Duty, Call of Duty for example, Advanced Warfare is a massive advancement because it took 3 years to develop because they've got three different teams developing three types of different Call of Duty games, but like Assassin's Creed, it's just the entirety of Ubisoft just kind of throws everything in together at once. And like you, I hate to use Reddit because it's just a trash pit.
Hey, I go on Reddit all the time.
It's a trash pit, Jacob. Get yourself out of there.
Squared circle. It's my favourite.
So there was a post on the Assassin's Creed boards or whatever, and someone was explaining like, no, the game was broken a few months ago, and it sounds like they haven't managed to fix every single issue.
Yeah.
So they just pushed it out. They'll push out some patches. Polygon will update their review or whatever. I don't know. They probably won't because they gave it a 6.
It's a terrible trend to be setting where we can just release games and they don't work. It's like, we'll fix it later.
It's awful. I'm paying you to...
Exactly.
Like, no, it's
we're
like...
We're paying you for a full game.
And like, people say, oh, in the PlayStation 2 days, this never used to happen. Well, no, it kind of still did. Like... games were, but then it's like those games were forgotten because they were so broken that no one gave a toss.
Yeah.
Anyway. More broken things.
Sonic Boom.
Sonic Boom came out. None of us have played it.
I've watched a lot of it, though.
Yeah. Their PR won't give us a copy. Yeah. They keep directing me back to...
I remember a thingy asking for it.
Yeah.
And,
their PR won't give us a copy. They keep directing us to Nintendo. Nintendo... I'm kind of quiet on it.
Yeah, Nintendo aren't going to help
them
out.
Nintendo distributing it, obviously.
Hmm.
It's one of those weird Sega deals that Sonic is now permanently on Nintendo platforms for some reason.
Yeah.
It's
fine for
him. No one cares. But the thing is, Nintendo are probably being very quiet on it because they don't want anyone to review it.
No,
without
of course
spending
not.
Money on it. And I don't want anyone to spend any money on it because it looks like trash.
I mean, I've watched maybe about an hour or two of gameplay in total. And it just...
I watched an hour. I watched someone... Did you watch the speed run?
I've heard about the speedrun.
So, the speedrun... Ollie, have you seen the speedrun? Have you seen anything from Sonic Boom?
No.
So, you can switch between characters in Sonic Boom between Sonic, Knuckles, Tails...
It's not Knuckles.
Amy.
And Amy.
It's not Knuckles anymore.
No, he's some steroid-filled, macho, stupid man.
He's lost half his brain cells as well, it seems. He's really dumb.
Yeah, there's a joke in it where he has to look at his hands to see which one's left.
Yeah.
And
they're like, oh, it's no time like the present to get this done. He's like, what, there's going to be presents?
And he says the same line!
For God's sake.
He's
the guardian of the Master Emerald. Or do they just not care about that canon anymore?
So we actually have other news relating to Sonic Boom.
Okay.
So the speedrun. So you switch to Knuckles, and Knuckles can do some jumps, like higher than everyone else for some reason. And you pause. And then it resets the animation, so you can carry on jumping. And then you pause.
Higher and higher.
Higher and higher. So basically, you just skip over the entire game and end up at the end. And that's what someone live-streamed.
Someone's, like, finished it in an hour or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, an hour and 6 minutes. Took him. And basically, you know, like on speedrun live-streams, like, they have, like, the time to do this, the time to do that. You know, like, they have, like, and then they set the timer and stuff like that.
Mm.
So it said, like, the start, skip over everything. Final boss. That was it.
Yeah, the milestones.
So, other news relating to Sonic Boom. Apparently, there was a mass exodus of developers over the, that came out over the weekend. A lot of developers left the studio.
I heard that developers left the studio partway through its development, and that's why it's kind of in the
state it's only now getting out because obviously it's been kept quiet so that. Because obviously, no one had faith in this video game from the time it was released. Not released, announced.
Yeah.
Because everyone kind of looked at Sonic and kind of went, "What have you done? What?"
I'm interested to see the TV show now.
So I've been told the TV show is actually, you know, once you step back and look at it as a kid's show, it's actually kind of funny.
Oh wow!
And kind of well made.
Can see where the effort went.
Obviously.
Yeah,
so My Nintendo News is reporting.
I also heard it was supposed to be based off of one of the. Like, the initial idea for that game was going to be based off of one of the Sonic cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
Where they had, like, Sonya and all that.
Yeah.
The one when they had guitars and fire laser beams.
Oh, no, that's Sonic Underground.
That's the kind of recent.
There's another one. There's three during the 90s. There was Sonic the Hedgehog. With the Sonic Says stuff. The Sonic Underground.
I just remember that one.
Sonic Says.
And then there was, like, the really dark Sonic the Hedgehog cartoon where Robotnik was, like, this genuinely evil...
Yeah.
And he was still called Robotnik and not Eggman.
If someone tries to touch you and you don't like it, you get out of there. That was Sonic Says.
A report has come through that suggests that Sonic Boom development studio Big Red Button suffered a mass exodus of staff while the game was being developed. I'm sure you've all seen the videos flashing around. Blah, 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 blah. The departures were all voluntary, and the staff presumably realised that the game wasn't working out. Well,
what do you do at that point when half of your workforce leave?
Well, you put out half, basically a broken ass game, basically. Right.
Is Sonic at a point where, like, they couldn't cancel a Sonic game halfway through?
Sonic games still sell really well. That's
so
why they keep getting
put it
made
out anyway. Again,
they don't care. They don't care. Sega don't care. They just keep putting them out.
Too busy making money instead of making games.
Talking of broken games,
more broken games.
Goat Simulator.
Goat Simulator is broken.
Is going to be a free MMO.
Goat Simulator is not broken.
What?
Cult hit, this is from Polygon. Cult hit Goat Simulator will receive a free expansion later this month that will transform the release into a massively multiplayer online game, developer Coffee Stain Studios revealed today.
God.
The new expansion promises to offer faction warfare between goats and sheep, along with numerous quests. Players can additionally choose to play as one of five available classes, including Warrior, Rogue, Magician, Hunter, and Microwave, with a level cap of 101. A gameplay trailer is available below.
Goat Simulator is one of those games that annoys me.
Goat Simulator is trash. Everything that has a simulator next to it is trash, except for Euro Truck Simulator and Genuine Simulators.
Goat Simulator is supposed to be trash.
No,
that's
but
the point.
Yeah, Goat I know
Simulator.
It's supposed to be trash. and I applaud them, and I applaud Surgeon Simulator for actually making a video game out of trash. But like everything that has followed trying to make money off of these things, like
Rock Simulator, isn't that going to be a thing?
Which one?
Rock Simulator.
Rock Simulator, Grass Simulator.
I saw Jim Sterling play that.
Yeah. Everything that comes out of that sort of thing. Oh, it's just a cleaner. I almost pooed my pants. everything that kind of comes out of that thing, out of that stuff, it's terrible. What does Jim Sterling call it? YouTube fodder.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's to generate revenue for YouTubers. You know, they'll leap on it because it's so funny. It's
wacky
so
Let's Plays.
And then there's Toast Simulator coming out. And that's from the guys who made Surgeon Simulator, and it kind of looks like a quap thing, but I'm more interested in the other bread game that's coming out called Bread. There's two bread-related games coming out.
I could jump off a cliff or something.
No, Bread looks funny. It looks like...
What does the world become?
Bread looks like... I think it's called Bread.
God.
Hang on. Bread. Game.
I'm going to make a game about... tiramisu or something. That's what I'm going to do.
Videogamebread.tumblr.com.
I'm
going to
make $1 billion.
I'm
going to
show Jacob this.
That. Okay. What's happening here? What exactly?
So you have to do stuff with bread. But it's like done in a low poly style.
This is stupid.
Yeah, but then the Surgeon Simulator guys are making a bread simulator. Which is, you have to basically, it basically looks like a mixture between Katamari and Quop. Like, you have to stretch the bread around, and it just looks like it's going to glitch out, and it's going to be funny and hilarious! No, stop it!
PewDiePie
idiots.
PewDiePie can give you a bro fist. Dearie me.
What else is going on in the world?
Before the big vein on Joel's head's gonna burst open.
Boom.
We're 4 days away from Pokemon.
Oh God, yes, right.
And
talk about Pokemon,
guys.
There's
been a bit more news.
Go on.
Hang on. Pokemon's out in 4 days.
4 days.
Ah, nearly. I didn't realize it was the same day as
4 days.
Because WWE was out.
It is the 21st that it releases.
I thought it was the 28th. That Pokemon was out in Europe.
Smash Brothers got moved up to check that.
I know it comes out a fair bit before it does come out.
Smash Brothers got moved up in the UK to the 28th.
I don't want to be turning up in game and asking for pre-order.
I'm not sure.
Hang on.
I'm not sure. I thought I budgeted fine.
Oh, don't worry, I've not budgeted at all.
My plan's ruined.
I want to get the GameCube attachment and 4 GameCube controls. I don't have enough stuff for that. it's the 28th here.
28th, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
So
which also means it comes out on the same day as Smash Brothers, which is terrifying!
So a week and 4 days.
It's fine for me now, yeah.
Hang on, let's see when Smash Brothers 4 comes out here.
I was right.
Doesn't
happen very often.
Yeah, no, it comes out on the same day as Smash Bros. Why has Nintendo done that? That is terrifying.
That is a really silly business.
That
move,
is
actually.
Silly. Really, that's even sillier than when Atlus released 3 games in a row last year. They put Etrian Odyssey 4 on 3DS out.
Mm.
Then Shin Megami Tensei Devil's something or other.
Oh, yeah.
Digital Survivor out. And then another thing out at the same time. On 3DS, all within a week of each other. It was insane. And none of them sold very well, surprisingly. What were you saying about Pokemon?
But yeah, we've got probably the last trailer before release, showing off all the legendaries that you're going to be able to catch in the game. And when I say all the legendaries,
it means all of them.
Minus a few of the event legendaries, you seem to be able to get every single legendary in that game.
Yep.
Which, I suppose, yeah, it's kind of cool. There's going to be a lot of them getting used online and stuff. But what makes them legendary anymore?
Nothing.
They're all there. They were supposed to be rare. It was supposed to be a big deal if you got one.
Yeah, so I'm guessing that Groudon is still only exclusively available to Ruby. And
Groudon? Is that how you're supposed to say it?
Ground?
I always said Groudon.
Groudon,
Kyogre.
That's a
Crouton.
Everyone has their own ways of saying Pokemon names. It's not
like I always used to think Kyogre was Kyrogue. It's not, it's Kyogre.
Well, yeah, because it's an ogre.
It's not an ogre.
It looks like an ogre. Have you seen the design?
That's what the word ogre? Says.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. Well,
have you got... Yeah.
I wasn't a journalist back then.
Something else that's included in that trailer, you get them all through the whole Latios and Latias flying around, seeing a portal. It'll take you to a cave or something where you'll find that legendary.
Hmm.
It was going through the list of all the legendaries that would be available on that. One of the things that was also on it was the Regi trio.
Yay.
Yeah.
Which...
And Regigigas.
Yeah.
Regigigigas.
Well, I was just that...
I have a soft spot for the Regis.
Yeah, I like them.
It's a really cool concept and how you get them in that.
But they were on the list of things that you get through this portal thing. So are they keeping the ultra-complicated puzzle?
The Braille and all that. Yeah, I don't know.
Because I want to do that again.
Yeah, that's cool.
Well, you had to have a relic like camp in your past.
Relic camp and a whale lord.
Oh, I remember my... Because I never played Gen 3. Yeah. I just watched a lot of my friend playing Gen 3. And we did it... He got his GameCube, and we put the Game Boy Player in. We played it on the big TV. I remember watching it, and I was like, this is the most... Even at, like, what, 9, 10 years old?
How was anyone supposed to get this?
I was like, how on earth... Did anyone ever expect anyone to ever unlock these Pokemon? And that's gone now, because it's like everyone already knows how to unlock them. Mm. But at the same time, everyone already owns a Regice, Regirock, and owns the Regis because they've been actively available in nearly every single game since.
It would have been a nice bit of nostalgia, though, to go through that crazy puzzle again.
I guarantee it's still there.
Well, maybe get
I guarantee new... you get that. I guarantee that's how people have to get them if they don't already have them.
I say, maybe they'll bring out a new one.
Okay, but why are they also available through this flying portal thing? So they're going to be multiple Regis?
Okay. I missed that entire bit then. Sorry, I zoned out.
They're going through lists of all the Pokemon that are going to be available through this new flying feature where you find a portal.
Oh, so they're all available through that way.
Including the Regis on that, which seems to suggest...
Maybe something else is there.
Maybe.
I doubt it. But also, yeah, no, I can understand why they've taken that out.
You're going to find a Wobbuffet there, guys.
I'd be happy with a Wobbuffet. I'd be happy
you're
with it.
The whole thing.
Wobbuffet!
You're going to find a Dunsparce crawling around on the floor just saying, please
yes.
kill me.
Yeah, the Pokemon always looks in pain.
Yeah.
It's like this little nugget of a Pokemon.
What is it good for?
And it's like, it just kind of lays there. Is there anything else Pokemon related?
Specifically Pokemon related.
Yeah, while we're still talking about Pokemon, while I just awkwardly browse through the news.
There was that trailer, and...
Well, it's out soon, isn't it, anyway? Yeah. So I doubt they're going to bring out much more about it, really.
Game of Thrones.
Yes,
screenshots
I was
going to
bring that up. Yeah.
You're Game of Thrones, man.
I'm very Game of Thrones.
You're Game of Thrones,
I've
man.
I've read all the books.
I don't
get
some of the books.
Well, you should. Literally, watch one episode and you will be hooked.
I've got House of Cards to watch. Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, just because Game of Thrones ain't on Netflix.
Yeah, no, that's pretty much it. What do you think? Because I saw them and I went...
Screenshots. They look interesting.
You don't really like them.
I'm not
huge
on it.
I think they look hideous.
Kind of like the art style.
Because it's the same sort of style as Telltale Games, but it's not cel-shaded.
No.
That's kind of what it is.
Yeah. And also, like, it kind of looks alright. Like, graphically it looks alright, but it just looks gross.
It's like...
all the Game of Thrones characters look gross.
I'd been hoping
that this game wouldn't be cel-shaded.
Because I didn't want this to be cel-shaded. It works in all the other Telltale games.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't have worked for this.
Well, no, it wouldn't have.
Well, it worked. Well, Sam & Max wasn't cel-shaded.
I suppose.
Sam & Max had that LucasArts look to it. It was just 3D models.
Yeah, it was still...
And so was Monkey Island.
Crazy
cartoony. It was only Strong Bad... at the time that was really cel-shaded. Walking Dead has that comic book feel.
Okay, I'll rephrase. The current
Telltale style,
modern ones, I'm saying.
Yeah.
The three most recent ones.
I can understand why they haven't gone for a cel-shaded look, but...
It just looks a bit off.
So, I don't understand, where does this game stand story-wise?
It
It's basically season 4 of the show. It says it starts at the end of season 3 and finishes at the beginning of season 5.
So is it not canon?
It's following the TV show's canon, not the book's
it's
canon.
It's a very...
It's quite different.
It's a side story, essentially. So you're not going to be affecting any of the main kind of...
So as long as no main
as far
major
as I know,
characters die...
Well, yeah.
Which is quite a rare thing for Game of Thrones.
Really?
No, but like they can't really do anything to affect the wider world in this story.
I don't really know.
I mean, hopefully they'll give you these new characters and,
what's
and make
George,
you
that's
interested.
Probably
what's
what it
will be. George R. R. Martin even said about this? Has he said
Does he have any input on it?
I haven't seen anything that he said
it.
About
I doubt,
it.
I doubt he's said anything.
You play
about
as one of these kind of really kind of random northern houses.
Oh, he probably loves it. It's putting more money in his pocket while he sits on his ass and doesn't write the new book.
I heard that's coming out next year.
Yeah, that's and you'll
been,
hear
been
the same thing
years,
next year.
Yeah. I read in in Waterstones they had the you can kind of pre-order books and they had like a chalkboard.
And you're
just
throwing away money for life.
It, and like one of the ones on there was The Winds of Winter and it was just like, when is it coming out? And it said, hopefully 2015 on there. So,
oh man!
That's as far as we know. God, I can't wait for that. But
yeah, so you think you're excited for the game?
I'll definitely
and you will
play
wait.
It, and yeah, I'll probably really like it because
will
I
you
love
wait till the season's over, or will you play?
Well,
it
begins. It's, the game ends at the
no,
beginning of season 5.
No, I mean like the season.
Will I wait until it's finished?
Yeah, I'll probably
to buy
all
of
in one go. That's what I.
That's what I usually do. It's what I did with Walking Dead 1, 2, and Fable.
I doubt I probably will. I'll probably play it as it comes out.
Because in total I've spent on those three games approximately £20.
Oh, yeah,
which is really handy. I bought that Wolf Among Us for a whole £3.
Yeah.
No, I'll play it as soon as it comes out, but there's usually the option to just buy them all in one go.
Yeah.
And that's what I'll probably do.
Yeah, but...
I think I'll get
but
it.
But I usually wait release. Till they finish so that I don't have to wait
spoilers.
Months on end because...
Not good at avoiding spoilers. So.
Elite Dangerous, which was kickstarted, is a space simulator kind of game.
Space.
Okay.
But like a proper one. Has abandoned offline mode because the entire thing is like this big MMO kind of space thing.
Okay.
And you can fly past other spaceships and stuff like that. It looks really cool.
Entirely
it's very complicated. And they have practically just said, no, we're not doing it offline. So it's a fully offline experience would be unacceptably limiting and static compared to the dynamic and ever-unfolding experience we are delivering, said the CEO of Frontier Development, David Breben. And that's from Polygon.
I mean,
yeah.
There's games like that out now anyway.
When you kickstart a game and you promise something,
I suppose,
and then you take it out, doesn't matter if it would be static or it would make the game worse, you put it in anyway. You don't take something that people have obviously...
People could have paid their money for that mode alone.
Yeah, some people would be like, no, I just want to ride around space.
I've been shafted.
I can understand why they've taken it out, because like the game is ever-unfolding, that the game constantly updates itself and stuff like that.
Well, you should have really thought about that before.
Yeah.
Beforehand.
And in the last, I think we'll start to wrap up, because we're coming up to an hour.
We don't have Barney to tap on the window.
No, we don't have Barney to
play the high-pitched noise.
Yeah, ear-splitting.
World of Warcraft subreddit...
The WoW subreddit.
I saw this unfold on Twitter, like, as it happened. Because
I think I know what you're going to get at.
I followed
I
follow the guy who runs WoW Insider, World of Warcraft Insider.
Yeah.
And he tweeted some guy, what are you doing? Like,
you're going to
disrupt the community and stuff like that. And so I followed the links back, you know, and found out that he'd shut down his subreddit because he can't get onto World of Warcraft.
He's having a bit of a strop.
He's having a strop. He's having a paddy. He's having a major paddy. He's a mod for the most major sub, like the major.
It's a pretty big
outside
deal.
Outside of Blizzard's forums.
Yeah.
The subreddit for World of Warcraft is maybe the.
It's huge.
It's the biggest. Like everyone goes there outside the World of Warcraft forums because it's open and you can. You know, you can discuss whatever, and it links to all the other World of Warcraft subreddits, like the trading and stuff like that. And he shut it down. Because he can't get online because Warlord's Adrenna is struggling with
Q times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he said, and so he tweeted. He was like, oh, "I'm taking it offline because," and this is a guy who, in his bio, describes himself as a father. God help his kids.
So I don't know where you're going with this show, but
no. So
shut
it's,
down a
it's,
subreddit. You're a bad father.
Yeah. There you go. That's where I'm going with this.
We can try and apply that to real life.
No, obviously he's not.
Dinner's gonna take half an hour. You're never eating again.
Yeah.
No, it's a stupid thing to do, and you're disrupting a vast community of people that are all very, 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 very dedicated,
passionate about. Yeah.
They're probably very dedicated to Reddit as well.
Yeah.
So there's currently a petition to get him kicked off the subreddit.
Don't blame him.
I will just check to see where that's at.
I mean, I've been hearing about Warlords of Draenor having those issues kind of all across the board, so...
Hang on, there's an update.
There's an update.
6 minutes ago.
Ah.
This is from...
Real-time news.
MMOGamingPortal.com. I've never heard of this website, but here we go.
No, I'm sure they're fine.
Yeah, the moderator has now quit following alleged doxing and harassment. So, well done, Reddit! Way to act mature around the less mature person. Well done! Yeah! Big hands for Reddit. I've been Joel Lawrence.
They doxed him, really?
Yeah. What morons?
They went Gamergate on him. This is the gaming community nowadays. We're just filled with people who just...
I hate the gaming community.
I know.
I hate people.
I hate the gaming world, but I love it at the same time.
Yeah.
Be the bigger man.
It's a very weird yin-yang
This
sort
is
of
why
deal.
I like doing this, when we just talk about games, because it means, like, there's no outside voices except for the news stories that we take in.
We're not idiots.
We're in a little box. We're not idiots.
We are actually in a box.
It's too quiet. It hurts my brain.
Oh, it's so terrible.
Maybe we just need to dedicate an hour to that subject at some point.
It's going to be an angry hour.
Leaving on that very stress-filled note, I've been Joel Lawrence. I hope this podcast works once I save it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jacob Dickens.
That's right.
Thank you, Ollie Saville.
You're welcome.
You can follow me at Lime Wizard. Jacob is at Captain Liger. And Ollie, I've still not memorized your thing. Something to do with crabs.
Something to do with crabs. Giant enemy crab.
Giant enemy crab.
No. In its weak spot for massive damage.
If you want to write for the link, you can email me at joel.loins@thelink.co.uk or send your questions for the podcast there. Yeah. Maybe we'll stop doing that. Or you can email the editor to write for him. Don't send questions to him, please. editor@thelink.co.uk.
Or you can send your prayers to Big Boss Man in the sky.
Yes. Rest in peace, Big Boss Man!
Bye!
Bye!
Bye, guys.